It's a pleasure now to be joined by Sue Sayer, who is the CEO of United Response. Thanks for joining us on Able Radio, Sue.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
That's not a problem at all. Let's start at the beginning and just tell me about the work that United Response do.
Absolutely. Well, we are now a national charity. We support about 2,000 people with learning disabilities or mental health needs, physical disabilities, sensory impairments. Some people have acquired brain injury. And it sounds a little bit grand to say right across England and Wales, but we are in a lot of places in England, and we are also in Wales. And we will, we are also working with some people who have dementia, and that's quite a new piece of work for us. But we think that the sort of skills that we have will enable people to stay at home for as long as they possibly can. And I suppose what's really important to us is not that we're big, but that for each person, the support we give is what they want and need, and that we change with the person. And really, we're only as good as the support we give to each individual.
Now, this year is a very important year. Just tell us about the 40th anniversary. And where did United Response start? Because I believe you're a co-founder.
Indeed. I was lucky enough to be around at the very beginning. It started in West Sussex. And so we are celebrating everything that everybody has achieved over the last 40 years. And we're also saying thank you to the very many people who have helped us, particularly in Sussex, because that's where we started. We're going to be having a special birthday party. It's called a Family Fun Day. It's really a Family Fun half day, I would say. And it's going to be held at Seaford College, which is not at Seaford. It's in West Sussex, and it's on the Petworth-Chichester Road. It's at Lavington Park. And that is indeed where the whole idea was first born. Somebody who was a mother of someone with a learning disability came and asked whether or not we could set up a small home for people with learning disabilities in the area. And we were privileged and delighted to be able to do that.
So everyone's going to get involved in this huge celebration of the 40 years of United Response. It's great to see a charity develop and now go nationwide in 40 years.
Well, thank you for that. And thank you to the many people, many, many people who have helped us get there. I mean, it has been a United Response. And that's why we had that name in the beginning, because we knew that we couldn't do it on our own, and that everybody, the people we support, families, local people, everybody would need to help us, and they have. So that's what we do, and there's still lots to do, of course.
One thing reading, obviously, about the work that the charity do that interests me is that you have a creative campaign that you're launching called Postcards from the Edge. That sounds awful interesting. Tell us a little bit about that.
It is. It's a great campaign. It's about, well, we're inviting anybody with an interest in disability or with a disability themselves to tell us their hopes and dreams, or indeed the things in the world that they're worried about, and to put that on a simple postcard and to send it to us. And then we're going to be holding exhibitions up and down the country to show some of those thoughts and ideas. And I mean, I've got a few in front of me. I've got one here which somebody sent in. She's a lady called Ellen, and it's called Inspired Every Day. And it's a picture of a mountain, and at the top of the mountain there's this fantastic rainbow and a sun shining. And what she's written is, "The young people with learning disabilities who I work with inspire me every day. I dream that the rest of the world would know how great they are." Isn't that lovely?
That's wonderful. That really is wonderful. And of course, that comes from the heart, doesn't it? You can really tell that. What about if people want to find out a little bit more about United Response? Where can they find out some more details?
They should go onto our website, which is www.unitedresponse, that's all one word, .org.uk.
And the 40th celebrations, they're all on the website?
They will be there, but I mean, just as a little flavour, you know, there are lots. It's, first of all, it's free. The admission is free. Car parking's free. There's free cream teas. I think the only thing you've got to pay for is the barbecue. But there's lots of different things. There's archery, a climbing wall, arts and crafts. There's a cake competition. There's bushcraft activities. I'm not quite sure what that is, but I'm going to find out. Face painting. And, of course, there's going to be a massive birthday cake. And our president, who's Martin Lewis, the newscaster.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. He will be there giving out the prizes and also cutting the cake. He's a wonderful supporter of our work. It's been great.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. So we'll give those details out and we'll put those details on the website if anybody is interested in accessing more information about United Response. Sue, thank you for joining me, and here's to the next 40 years.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ian.